This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 64 for February 7th, 2013. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back for the first BGZ podcast of 2013. Number 64 here today, and got quite a few things to talk about. Number one is I've started a new job here, and that'll be taking more and more of my time, and that's one of the reasons that I wanted to get the Blind Geek Zone redone back in November, get it as automated as possible, so that if I did start working, and I was anticipating that because I've been working on this since last July, and it's just finally actually happened. I wanted the website to be as functional autonomously as it could be, and it is, and we've went through phase two here of adding things to the site. I'll talk about that in a moment. But what I'm doing here now is I'm working for a company out of Georgia called Fedora Outlier. And there are five of us right now that are working there, all blind. It's a all blind company. And what we're doing is assistive technology teaching in various areas across the country, hoping to spread out as we go. Currently, right now, we're in Georgia and Ohio, Pennsylvania, working on Florida, and looking to spread out from there. It's been an interesting challenge getting up and going with the state here, getting through all of that work, but the company has helped greatly with that process. Matter of fact, I just got them the forms and have been kind of being a go-between on that process, but that's all done, and I'm now a state vendor for the state of Ohio, and I do, as I said, assistive technology training. Be going out to clients' homes and hopefully doing some remote stuff as well. Hopefully, mostly remote stuff. But, you know, getting JAWS installed, getting things set up, some training. Apple devices, the Mac, iOS, iPhones, iPods, iPads, things like that. So that should be interesting, and I'll keep you advised to how that's going. And so far, it's a slow process, but I have finally talked to the counselors here a little bit in Akron, and start out in my current county here that I'm in, and hopefully slowly work out from there as I get the hang of the system. All right. Blind Geek Zone. We've just, as I said, recently here went through phase two of some upgrading. You know, phase one was the rewrite of the website back in November to WordPress, and giving everybody the ability to upload their podcasts to the website. And that has worked out very, very well. We've had well over 70 podcasts now uploaded since about the middle of November. So just coming up on 3 months now here in about a week. So that's really been excellent. And we've gotten a couple of donations here in 2013. Two donations so far for a total of $40. And again, I'll just say, and I try not to do this too much, and I'm trying not to put donations on every single podcast. We were for a while, but I'm trying to lay off on that a little bit, and hopefully people will appreciate that. But thanks for the donations. We've had $40 in donations so far in 2013, and again, that you know, helps keep things going here on the Blind Geek Zone. So if you appreciate what's been done so far, I hope you'll consider a contribution to the website. All right, what we've done here in Phase 2 is we've added some socialization abilities to the Blind Geek Zone website. The number one thing that happens now for those of you who follow me on Twitter and Facebook is when a podcast is put up on the website, you'll get a notice on Twitter if you're following Blind Geek Zone on Twitter, or if you're just following my personal account on Facebook. I really should set up a Blind Geek Zone Facebook account. And you'll get a tweet with the podcast name, who did it, and the link to the page. And on Facebook, you'll actually get a little more. You'll get most of the posting that you actually see on the website, and then you'll get a link to go to that page so you can play it and everything. Facebook won't let me post those play buttons or anything there for whatever reason. And that's part of the posting process. When I get a contribution from you through the upload form, and I go to the Blind Geek Zone website and, you know, the WordPress part of it, and post that particular podcast, one of the things I do is tell it that I want to use a plugin called Social, and I check that, and, you know, I put the URL in for the podcast and everything, and make sure the description's good and all that, and I publish it. And then what happens then is the Social plugin comes up and says, okay, where do you want to put this? And I check Blind Geek Zone on Twitter, I check Blind Geek Zone on, or my personal account on Facebook, and I can edit what it puts out there, and then I tell it to post that. And then everybody out there, within a few seconds, gets their tweet or their Facebook notification. Another thing that I've done as well, and I'd like to thank Justin Romack again. He has been just absolutely phenomenal here helping me with the website, showing me how to do things, you know, finding things for me when I need them, and, you know, being very generous with me and giving me a really good rate here that I can keep working with. I appreciate that. So, all right. Like I said, another thing we've done is on the audio postings page, below each post, you'll see a Facebook and a Twitter area, a like button and a tweet button. And if you're listening to a podcast and you really get into it and say, oh man, I want to share this with all of my friends, all you got to do is click on the tweet button, tweet it out, and the face button or the Facebook button lets you like it. It doesn't actually send anything out. It just lets you like the Facebook tweet or the Facebook post. But the tweet button actually lets you send it out on Twitter. That is, if you're a Twitter member. So those are a couple things you can do if you're Facebook and Twitter fans. And finally, the third thing that I've done in this second phase of doing things here on the Blind Geek Zone is the Blind Geek Zone blog that was over at Blogger. Justin found me a plugin that would take that data and move it over to the Blind Geek Zone for me. And then after about 5 hours of recategorizing all of the posts and adding a few more settings to the framework and things like that, adding menu items, we now have a blog page on the Blind Geek Zone. You can find that at the top of every page in the menu. And for screen readers, that shows up as a list of 7 items. The very last item Now on that list is blogs. Was contact now, or was contact me, now it's blogs. And if you click on that, that'll take you to that postings page. And started to blog a little bit, posted a post the other day there talking about my trials and tribulations of getting the blogger Blank Geek Zone blog history gone. And that was interesting because I had to use a couple different screen readers to do that. As I said on the blog post, I started out with JAWS and I clicked on a button on the page that I needed to, and nothing happened. And JAWS has a bad habit of doing that on certain pages, on especially some of these Google things. It doesn't like Blogger or Blogspot, whatever you want to call it these days. It doesn't like some of those options buttons. I've noticed on the Android Play Store, JAWS doesn't like certain buttons. You know, like installing and things like that, and purchasing, and, you know, kind of important things. So what I did is I went over to System Access, and System Access doesn't like Blogger very well either. It was able to click on the button and show me the settings, but then it couldn't go any farther, and then it was really, really slow. I mean, you know, it's like trying to swim through molasses. I mean, you'd hit a button, or you'd hit a key to go somewhere, and, you know, it'd take 2 seconds before it would go. And got to the settings there and the options button, but then I needed to go further because there was a list of sections in that, and System Access called it a tree, and what I needed to do was get to other, and all System Access would allow me to do was get to basics, but it was one step further than JAWS would allow me to go. So NVDA came to the rescue, and it wasn't perfect either, but it allowed me to click on the options button, it allowed me to go into settings, and then it allowed me to see all the other sections, and I clicked on other, and it made the little noise like it was entering into some kind of field or something. And but it didn't do anything, so I messed around with that a little bit and couldn't get anywhere, so I thought, okay, well, I'll click on this again, and I'll close NVDA, and I'll bring JAWS back up. And when I brought JAWS back up, and then I could go down through the page, find the tools, find the delete, click on a few more things, and finally get rid of the Blank Geek Zone blog over on Blogger. So that was a quite interesting experience, but hey, that's why you have multiple screen readers sometimes, because one screen reader just won't do it. I didn't try Window Eyes. Yeah, and I'm not sure what the Mac or iOS would do with that, and it would be interesting to see what would happen there. And one of the other things that I did with the website, and I don't think I commented on the last podcast because I think we did it after the fact, is that you can comment not just on the blog post, but you can comment on the podcasts themselves. So if you like something, you know, you can podcast. I've seen a few comments here and there, but they're not being used real heavily. And neither are the likes and the retweets, but, you know, hopefully over time people will use those a little more. It's just, you know, things that you can interact more with the Blank Geek Zone. You know, say what you like, make your comments, you know, like things, retweet posts that you like, and so on. So hope you'll take advantage of that here. Okay. As you all know, last month, on the 2nd of January, I got a Nexus 7 tablet again. And I've been using that now for a little bit over a month. And I think I'm finally ready to at least start messing around with it a little bit here. I'm going to do some things today. I'm just going to show you some of the things I've learned how to do with the tablet, and we'll see how that goes. I've got that hooked here into the mixer, and for the last part of the podcast here now, we'll do some Android stuff. Let's see how our time's going.
1:58 p.m.
Not bad. Okay, got the nice little Nexus 7 here in my hands. And you've noticed we've had some Android podcasts up on the site. Austin Pinto has done a few. Mike Arrigo did one for Jelly Bean, and he's going to be doing another here on this American Printing House Nearby Explorer. I just purchased this yesterday, and I'll bring it up here in a bit. It's a GPS app that APH has put out for Android, and it's pretty interesting. It's $99, and that really lit the eyes-free Google list up. There are a lot of people complaining about it being too pricey, no demonstration period, no international maps, and I certainly understand the international maps, and certainly understand, it'd be nice to have a demonstration of it, because there is no way that you can use the refund policy on this app. Google's refund policy is rather ridiculous. It's 15 minutes that you have once you purchase an app. No questions asked, you can get a refund. You know, that's fine. But how many people are going to get that app down to their device and looked at to any extent in 15 minutes? And with the Nearby Explorer, it's absolutely impossible, because the first thing, once the app starts up, is it says, hey, I want to download maps. I see you're on Wi-Fi. Do you want to do this? And you tell it yes, and it goes through a three-step process of downloading 3 gigabytes of maps. And you can imagine how long that takes. The three-step process, whatever, I imagine the final step was just doing what it needed to do internally to make the maps work. But It took a good half hour, I'd say, here, just to even get up to the point where you could do anything with the app. So, but I liked what I saw so far, and I'm hoping to be able to get out and to do something with that, and maybe do some kind of a recording. I'm not quite sure how I can do that yet, but we'll see what we can do. But Mike Garrigo's going to do a recording, so we'll see how that goes, and maybe I won't need to.
2:01 p.m. ringer, 100%.
Okay. And get the tablet powering up there.
Home screen 3.
Okay, unlocked. Yeah, we're on our home screen 3, which is our center screen of 5 screens that you can flick back and forth between to see your apps and whatnot.
Home. Double tap. Recent apps. Back. Double tap to select.
And then down at the bottom of the tablet, you have your back, home, and recent apps. You'll have those on every screen. And those are pretty self-explanatory. Recent apps is kind of like the app switcher in iOS. You can go in there and
recent apps. Recent apps. No recent apps.
Okay, and I don't have any, but if I did, they'd be listed. And if you double tap and hold on each of them, you can remove them from the list, and that more or less makes most of them stop running. Some of them still run in the background to do certain things like Twitter and Facebook and things like that. There's some settings you can change here to to make that less, but I've noticed it doesn't totally make it go away.
Akron, Ohio, Bluetooth disconnected. Wi-Fi signal full. Battery 100%. 203.
And then there's our notifications area up at the top of the screen. And then in between here. And I'm still getting used to this.
Recent app. Akron, Ohio.
Well, where the hell's anything at?
Home. APEC Google home screen 3.
There we go.
Double tap to select. Double tap and hold APEC home screen 3. APEC Google. Double tap to select. Double tap and hold to long press.
And you've got a section down here at the bottom
Settings.
That has various things.
Double tap to select. Double tap and home screen 3.
And I'm still learning this.
Play Store. Play Movies and TV. App Drawer.
And then up towards the top.
Skype.
Then these are some of the things that I've actually downloaded.
Sky FM. Winamp. Amazon MP29 Radio. Messenger. Weatherbug Elite. Pro Weather Alert. Green Power Premium.
And then what I'm doing here is just flicking to the left, flicking to the right.
Pro Weather. Weatherbug Elite. Messenger. 29 Radio. Amazon MP3. Winamp. Sky FM. Skype.
Now this is using the APEC launcher, so some of this is going to look a little bit different than if you're just using the Google stock launcher, or say you're using whatever launcher your device uses, which if you're using a carrier-based device, could be just about anything because they change these.
The voice for Android, Dropbox, Yelp, Angry Birds, Angry Birds, Angry Birds. Dragon.
And I'll try Dragon here real quick. This is a free app from Nuance that I downloaded yesterday that allows you to do Siri-like things.
Dragon.
And this does not work well at all if you don't have headphones on.
Let
edit
me
box.
That for you.
Edit box. This does not work well at all. Google custom search. This does not work well at all. Search results. Wikipedia. The free encyclopedia. Back. Search Twitter. Web content. Tell me.
Hey, Dragon. Where's the closest fast food restaurant?
Edit box. Where is the closest fast food restaurant? Fast food restaurant Akron. Openable. Button. http://www.google.com wants to know your location. Fast food restaurant
you
near
know,
Akron.
Google.
Oh, Google search.
I told you last night to remember that.
Fast food restaurant Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, YouTube. Remember preference checkbox not checked. Search Twitter. Remember preference checked. Share location button. Dragon.
And I can hear the Apple people right now. Oh, geez, that's a pile of crap. You can't do anything with it.
Fast food restaurant Akron.
You know, Siri's so much faster. Now, granted, I've only used this once or twice, so don't let my results necessarily sway you.
E.G. Tacos, Mel's, Fast food restaurant. Edit text. Internal link. Current location. Edit text. Internal link. Search button. Filters. Internal link. List. Internal link. Map. Internal link. Sort. Distance. Ordered list with 6 items. List item 1. El Rincon. List with 2 items. 1. El Rincon Mexican Restaurant. Link heading 3.
Now, El Rincon is not fast food, but it is probably the closest restaurant to me.
List with 2 items. 0.9 miles. List item. Dollar dollar. List item. 10. Reviews. 1485 S. Arlington Street, Akron. Mexican. List item. 2. McDonald's. 0.9 miles. List item. List with 1 items.
Okay, there's McDonald's. McDonald's is not the closest fast food restaurant to me. It's about 9/10 of a mile from here. There are several closer fast food places. There's Dairy Queen, which is about a block from here. There's Burger King. That's probably about 3/4 of a mile. And then down through Arlington Street, there's several fast food restaurants.
946 E Waterloo RD, Akron. Burgers, fast food. List item. 3. Wendy's Restaurant. 1.0 miles. List item. List with 1 items.
Is pretty close.
1521 S. Arlington Street, Akron. Fast food. List item. 4. KFC. 1.0 miles. List item. List with 1 items.
I don't know that the KFC is open any longer.
983 S. Arlington Street, Akron. Fast food, chicken wings. List item, 5. Mi Casa Mexican Restaurant, link heading 3. List with 2 items, 1.0 miles, list item. Dollar, list item.
Mi Casa is about a mile from here. It's down on Waterloo Road. Again, it's a Mexican restaurant. It's not fast food. And it's not the closest place around either.
3. Reviews. 352 E. Waterloo RD, Akron. Mexican. List item. 6. Ito Bar and Grill. Link heading 3. List with 2 items. 1.2 miles. List
so
item.
So this kind of works okay, but these results are not 100% accurate. There are a lot of other closer places to me, and a lot of other closer fast food places. We got Burger King, Dairy Queen, Popeye's Chicken, Wendy's, Arby's, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Arthur Treacher's, Rally's. And those are probably the closest ones to me that I can just rattle off the top of my head. Hey, Dragon. What's the forecast for Akron today?
Edit box. What's the forecast for Akron today? Weather in Akron. ACA weather extended forecast for OH 44,308. What button? Button. Weather button. Akron today search results. Wikipedia.
One thing
the
you'll
free
notice.
Encyclopedia. YouTube. Search
and
Twitter.
I find this a lot on Android apps, and it's very annoying. Is button, button, button.
Weather in Akron. ACA weather extended forecast for OH 44,308. Extended. Heading 1. Menu, combo box 1 of 12. 42:11 p.m., link. Akron, Ohio, link heading 2. 3-day, link. Weekend, link. Extended, link. list with 25 items. Today, February 7th, high 39, low 35, mostly cloudy. Link list item.
So you can get what you want here. Is this a web page that this brings up?
Free February 8th, high 34, low 17, a bit of snow and rain. Link list item.
And I'll show you the Google voice search as well. And I kind of like some of the things it does. I'll show you that here in just a minute. Let's try one more thing. Hey, Dragon. What time is it?
Edit box. What time is it? What time is it? Google search.
Now, why you would have to do a Google search to find the time is beyond me.
Button. Alert 8. What? Oops. https://www.google.com wants to know your location. Search.
See, and
Twitter.
This is a
what
problem.
Time is it, Akron? YouTube.
Either with Google or with the app. But you just heard me tell this to remember this question and not ask again.
Remember preference checkbox not checked. Remember preference checked. Share location button. Dragon.
It shouldn't do that.
What time is it? Google search. Ordered list with 4 items. Plus you. Link search. Link list item. Images. Link list item. List item. Ordered list with 3 items. Sign in.
No,
link list item.
This is ridiculous, but I just want to see what we get.
List item. Options. Screen reader users, click here to turn off Google Instant. Link. Search. Go to Google Home. Link. Search. What time is it? Link. Button. Web. Navigation. Images. Link. Videos. Link. More. Main. Search result. Ordered list with 12 items. 2:13 p.m. List item. Thursday. February 7th, 2013. What time is it? Google search button.
Let's look at something here. See if it is it that.
2:15 p.m.
Yeah, probably was when that came up. All right. Let's get rid of this.
Recent apps. List item. Time. Recent apps. Recent apps. One recent app. Dragon. One. Home. Home screen 3.
Oops.
Recent apps.
I'll talk about this in a second. Hang on.
Green Power Premium. Pro Weather Alert. Recent apps. Green Power Premium. Recent apps.
Come on.
Recent apps. One recent app. Dragon. Showing 2 items. Showing item. Remove from list. Recent app. Home.
Okay. One of my big problems with Android, I don't know if it's because it's a tablet. People tell me that it's more difficult to use a tablet than it is to use a phone screen because the phone screen is much smaller and it's more difficult to make mistakes. But I find here on the Nexus 7, when I'm trying to tap some things, it doesn't always work. Especially these buttons down at the bottom, the back home and recent. If I don't tap away from them, double tap away from them, it seems to me that they don't work. And you just kind of heard what was going on there. And I have that problem a lot. Now, I don't have that problem so much just double tapping on things elsewhere. But it is easy to accidentally hit things that you don't want to hit on the tablet. And it may just be a tablet thing. I seem to be getting a little bit more used to it and getting a little bit better about doing that.
Dropbox. Double home screen messenger. Tune9 radio. Double tap to select. Double tap and hold. Amazon MP3. Voice search. Google.
What time is it?
The time is 2:18 p.m.
2:18 p.m. Edit box. What time is it? Tap to speak. Web content. Google. What time is it? Google search.
It's 38 degrees
Akron,
in Akron,
Ohio,
right
clear
now.
10%, 9 miles per hour, 38 through free sat sun, 37, 37, 37 39, 18, 30, 19, 41, 36.
You heard it.
What is the temp? 1. Content info.
And the device, to some extent, to me, seems like it's slow. When it's working on things like this, I don't...
What is the temperature? What is the temperature of the mantle? 1, 2, link. 3, link. Oops. Akron, Ohio, clear 9 miles per hour, 10%, 38 through free sat sun, 37. Google web results. Akron, Ohio, clear. Google web results.
Now, I don't just have a button, unfortunately. Like Siri.
Edit box. What is the temperature? Akron, Ohio, clear. Google web results. Edit box. What is the temperature? Tap to speak. Web content. 3. Link.
Where is the closest fast food restaurant?
Where is the closest fast food restaurant? Google search. 4. Link. 5. Link. 6. Link. 7. Link. 8. Link. 9. Link. 10. Link. Next. Link.
Oops, I made too far.
Where is the closest fast food restaurant? Google search. Screen reader users, click here to add why this ad. Ordered list with one items list item. Find a Subway rest. www.subway.com/. Check out our full menu online and locate restaurant near you today. 267 people plus one single quote D this page. Find a Subway restaurant. Link.
Yeah, Subway is reasonably close to me.
Any breakfast FOOTLONG for 5 FOOTLONG February FOOTL main search results ordered list with 19 items list item places
okay,
for heading 3 fast food restaurant near Akron, Ohio 44,306 link list item Subway link heading 3 www.subway.com 1493 S. Arlington Street, Akron 337-173-365 More info 0.9 miles $$$$ List item, Arby's, link heading 3
There, there's Arby's and there's Subway that are down on Arlington that Dragon didn't see.
www.rb2 Google reviews. 1000 E Waterloo RD at 337.24 to 4. More info. 1.0 miles. $$$$$. List item. Pinky's Ice Cream plus google.com.
Yeah, there's a place. Okay. All right. You get the hint there.
Tap to speak. Akron. 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 Ohio. Bluetooth disconnected. Wi-Fi signal. Where is the closest fast food restaurant? Google search. Akron, Ohio. Edit box. Where is the closest fast food restaurant? Where is the closest fast food restaurant? Google search. For Google reviews. 765 Archwood Avenue, Akron. Edit box. Where is the closest? Where is the closest fast food restaurant? Google search. Where is the closest fast food restaurant? Google search.
To shut this thing up, either. There's no proximity sensor on the Nexus 7, so you almost got to find a blank spot on the screen to touch.
Where is the closest fast food restaurant? For Google reviews. Plus, Google.com. Pinky's Ice Cream and Burgers. Link
on the Android list tell me to not flick so much, to actually explore by touch. And I found multiple apps here on the Android platform that flicking to the left and right will not get you to all the elements. I'm going to show you Audible here in a minute, and I'll show you how that the flicking won't get you to everywhere. So sometimes, but then I can sit here and touch a screen all over the place half the time, and you know, not
find a Subway restaurant, any breakfast FOO. Find where is the closest fast food restaurant? Google search. Akron, edit box. Where is the closest fast food restaurant? Check out our double restaurant. Link heading 3. Edit. Where is the closest fast food restaurant? Google search. Tap to speak. Web content. Find a Subway restaurant.
Subway.com.
Today's forecast for Akron is 37 degrees and partly sunny.
Akron, Ohio, clear 9 miles per hour.
Then you get some information up there. Let me see. I wish there was an easier way to find that tap to speak.
Edit box. Akron. Edit box. What is the tap to speak? Web content.
What is the forecast today for Los Angeles?
Hourly forecast, link, hyphen, weekend forecast, link, Los Angeles, CA 90,012 weather, the weather channel, link heading 3,
right,
list
so
item.
Brought it up as a web search and didn't actually say it. So you get the point. And, you know, for a sighted person, it'd be a piece of cake because you see the tap, the talk, and you just, you know, tap it and tell it, and it's a lot easier. I can do it, but it's not quite as simple as I'd like it to be.
Two 26 PM.
Yeah, right. Moving right along here.
Home. App drawer. Apps. Calculator. Audioboo
is not very accessible on Android. Much, much better on iOS.
Audible. Now playing button.
Now, I'm going to show you here with the Audible app, because this is one of the apps I use all the time, and I'm real good with it. I'm going to show you a couple different things with Audible, and I'll show you how you can't flick to everything.
Details button.
Now, I'm flicking to the right to take this, you know, down the screen, object by object.
Chapters button. Bookmarks button. 15, 12, 7, chapter 25, minus 7, 9. Playing at 2x. Revelation Space Unabridged. By Alistair Reynolds. Narrated by John Lee. Enable player slider.
I've never figured out how to enable this player slider, but it doesn't matter.
Jump back button.
Okay. Now you hear it say jump back.
Play.
Play.
Bookmark.
Bookmark. And then that means it's hit the bottom and it's going to wrap around. So if I flick again.
Now playing button.
We're up back up to top. All right. Let me explore by touch.
Enable player play.
Okay.
Double tap
to select.
The play.
And if I slide my fingers
jump
to the
back
left,
button.
There's the jump back.
Double tap to select play.
Play.
Double
now
tap
to
select.
Right.
Enable player slider. Bookmark.
Yeah,
double
bookmark.
Tap to select. Recent apps. Play. Double bookmark. Play. Back. Double tap jump back button. Back. Enable. Play.
Play.
Double jump back button. Back. Enable bookmark. Menu.
Now there's a fast double forward
tap
and
to
rewind
select.
Here too.
Recent apps. Home. Play. Bookmark. Play. Double tap jump back. Play. Double bookmark. Double tap to select. Play. Back. Play. Double tap to select.
Had downloaded an aspect of herself into Kuri's skull for the purposes of the mission. She was a
jump
pain.
Back button.
But she made me immune to your loyalty.
Back.
Values, which I suppose was something to be grateful for.
Enable
the
player slider.
As intended.
Bookmark.
No, I just
double tap to
the
select.
Told me
you
what
can't find them.
Went,
they were
I guess
there.
She didn't do too bad a job. Or else we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Okay, this is playing at 2x. We've had some discussions on Twitter.
Does it matter?
About
what kind
Audible.
Of loyalty would make any sense now? You've as good as told
and,
me.
And playing at higher speeds on iOS.
The only thing holding this crew together is Sylvester's threat to kill us all if we don't do what he wants. So
this is
a
2x.
Maybe he should have double-checked the therapies he was running on you.
Menu.
You
recent apps.
When she tried to
recent apps.
Yeah, I did. But if she told me she was going after Sajaki,
back.
Or even that prick Ghazi, I don't know what I would have said.
Menu.
Volyova spent a moment in consultation with
share
her.
Share sleep.
Oh,
share.
She said finally.
Sleep.
I suppose the loyalty issue is moot.
Button free.
What else did the implant do for you?
My library.
When you hooked me into the weapons. Could
narrator
say,
speed.
She used the interface to inject herself.
Alert narrator
herself,
speed
into
okay.
The gallery. To begin with, I think she just wanted
narrator
to assume
speed.
Control of as much of the ship as possible.
0.5x not checked. 1x not checked.
Wouldn't have allowed her to reach
here's
beyond.
1x.
It didn't. But
1x
part
checked.
Of the ship other than the weapons. You mean the cache. She was controlling the rogue weapon.
And now that, to me, that sounds
I couldn't
very
tell you
slow.
At the time. But I knew
1.25x not checked.
She wanted to use the weapon to kill Sylvester at long range.
Go up to 1.5.
Before we'd ever
1.5x not checked. 1.5x checked.
I suppose, Volyova said, heavy with resignation, that it makes a kind of twisted sense. But to use that weapon...
2x not checked.
I told you.
2x checked.
She wanted him dead so badly. You won't like it, especially not now, with what Sylvester wants to do. Just tell me. I will.
3x not checked.
But there's one other thing.
You don't have a 2.5.
One other complicating factor.
We'll do a 3.
It's called sunscreen.
And this generally
and
sounds
already
terrible
with
on iOS.
Well, you overlooked as if some recently healed...
3x checked.
Her ...like ripping cloth. Ah, she said eventually. Let's name again. Chapter 21. Approaching Cerberus Hades. 2566. Sylvester had always known this point would come, but until now he had managed to keep it quarantined from his thoughts.
Now I can understand this
without focusing
any
his attention on what it actually entailed. The way a mathematician might ignore an invalidated part of a proof until the rest was rigorously tested and found to be free, not just of glaring contradictions, but
home.
At least hint of error. Sajaki had insisted that they journey alone to the captain's level, forbidding Pascal or any of the crew to accompany them. Sylvester did not argue the point, although he would have
okay,
preferred his
button.
Wife to be with him. It was the first time that Sylvester had been alone
3x
with Sajaki arriving on the Infinity.
2x not checked.
They took
checked.
The elevator downship.
2x
the
checked.
Aboard the Lorien will need
3x not checked.
Days,
okay,
said.
Button.
You're quite certain you wish her work to continue. I have no second thoughts, Sylvester said.
Home.
And I have no choice but to comply with your wishes.
Enable player slider.
And decided to believe your threat. You imagine I hadn't worked that out
jump
for myself.
Jump back button. Pause.
I know you'd do well, Sajaki. If...
okay.
Bookmark. Double tap to select. Menu. Play. Back.
There have been a couple... There's always updates, it seems like, on the Android side. And the Audible app has updated several times. I wonder where the fast forward and rewind buttons were, but they were right in this general area with the play and the jump back. And like I said, you had to explore by touch to find them. You couldn't flick to them. Now, I'll say this for iOS, that generally, when an app is done real well, you can flick to everything. There's problems there too, but I notice it more on the Android. And
menu.
This menu that I'm touching now, it's to the right of the recent apps. I couldn't figure out how to do a lot of things on the Audible app until I explored by touch and found this. And you'll find this menu app on quite a bit of applications out there that allows you to do other things. But you can't flick to it. You have to find it using Explore by Touch. And that gets interesting. But I like the Audible app a lot. I've been using it all month. And it's one of the primary things that I do with the Nexus 7. And I like that a lot. And you might say, well, $250 is an awfully expensive book reader, but you know, I am messing with other things on it, and I'm learning.
Home.
Okay.
Home screen 3.
Okay. Now, if I do a two-finger flick to the right or the left.
Green power. Play map app drawer. Google. Search. App drawer. Play movies and TV. Play music. Play movies and TV. Home screen 3.
It's another thing that I have problems with Audible. The app, the gestures don't always work well. Like this two-finger flick right or left. It's supposed to take me from screen to screen.
Google. Apex settings. Home screen 3.
And I'm still on home screen 3.
Apex settings. Apex menu. Home screen 4. Akron, Ohio.
Okay, finally. See, I've done this 4 or 5 times now. I'm just getting to the next screen.
Search. Home screen 4. Search. Home screen 4. Search. Home screen 4.
See, I'm not moving.
Play Store. Home screen 4. Play Store. Home screen 4. Play Store. Home screen 4.
Now I don't know how I'll ever get back to my home screen 3 if it's not gonna.
Play Store. Play Music. Home screen 4. Play Store. Home screen 2.
Okay. I was doing it too fast.
Search. Home screen 2. Search. Home screen 2.
Maybe.
Search. Home screen 2. Search. Home screen 1.
Yep, there it goes.
Search. Home screen 1. Search. Voice search. Folder, Google. Home screen 1. Voice search. Folder, Google. Play books. Home screen 1. Search. Voice search.
I need to get back to home screen 3 so I can show you one more app here.
Home screen 1. Search. Voice search. Play books. Play magazines. Home screen 1. Play store. Home screen 1.
And there is no other gesture, so...
Home. Home. Home screen 1.
Oh, come on.
Home. Search. Voice search.
This is really annoying because it doesn't ever do this.
Home screen 1. Search. Voice search.
And I'm getting really seriously aggravated.
Folder, Google. Play books.
And this is one of my complaints about Android, is gestures, if they're not done exactly right, they don't work. iOS seems to be much more forgiving to me, but again, I'll just say I've only used the Android here, at least the Nexus 7, for a month.
Play magazines. App drawer.
But I'm doing the exact gesture that you're supposed to do to go from screen to screen, which is two fingers, slide left or slide right.
Home screen 1. Search. Voice search. Home screen 1.
Oh, now I'm really getting pissed off.
Screen off.
Now this is getting ridiculous.
2:40 p.m. ringer 100%. Home. Home screen 1.
Home screen 1. How am I going to get back to home screen 3 now?
Search. Voice search. Voice search. Search. Voice search. Folder, Google. Home screen 5. Search. Home screen 5. Search. Double tap to select. Voice search. Double tap to select.
See, and it, you know, it works, then it don't, then it...
Home screen 3.
Ah, jeez. And again, I don't know if I'm just doing something wrong or what. Generally, it's not that hard, but maybe somebody will listen to this and say, Rick, you idiot, you're doing something wrong, and this is what you're doing wrong.
Nearby Explorer. Network Ohio Summit County Akron 0764, nearby Explorer, near Texas 10 minute oil and lube 5 yards northwest, showing items 1 to 13 of 18.
And this is the APH nearby Explorer. I can't do a whole lot here. Obviously, down in my basement.
Hamill Street 28 yards south. Speed check box not checked. Jeep. Home. Speed watch checkbox not checked is speed home. Nearby Explorer. Heading checkbox checked. City Akron checkbox. Speed checkbox not checked.
And you can't flick through this at all. You have to touch the screen everywhere to get results.
Street number 3. Heading checkbox checked. Heading checkbox checked. City, County Summit County checkbox checked. State Ohio, Hamill Street 26 yards east. Provider GPS checkbox checked.
This is a total failure. And This part I do not like. Now, if I'm walking up and down the street, you can check things here that you want it to tell you. So the nice thing is you can turn off anything here that you don't want to hear. But to get information...
Nearby Explorer.
You'd want to be able to flick around here and get some of this stuff.
Home. Watch checkbox not checked disabled. Watch checkbox not checked. Speed checkbox not checked. Hamel Street. Home. Double watch checkbox not checked. Nearby distance 50 yards southeast checkbox checked. Nearby near guidance checkbox not checked. Nearby near 661 E Wilbeth RD checkbox checked. Guidance checkbox not checked. Approaching checkbox checked. Double street name Hamel Street checked. Approaching checkbox checked. Street name Hamel Street checkbox checked. Street number 1368 checkbox not checked. Street name Hamel Street approaching checkbox checked. Double guidance checkbox not approaching check guidance check nearby near 661 E Wilbeth RD checkbox checked. Alert. Home. Home. Set radius. Uncheck all. Navigation mode checkbox not checked. Set location as watch. Enter location as favorite.
I don't know what I just did there.
Save location as favorite. Set radius. Back. Back. Nav uncheck all. Home.
Now, if you listen to me, see, this is why I haven't done an Android demonstration so far, and I regret doing it today because I just make Android look like crap. Now, whether it's me or whether it's Android, I don't know. But there are sometimes I just get so frustrated with this. I like the device. I like TalkBack. And a lot of times it does work well. But there are some things that just
back
frustrate me.
Double tap. Nearby Explorer. Watch checkbox not checked disabled.
What I'm trying to do is move this list around. Now, and this is something that iOS people will hate, will just cuss at, despise, call the thing every name in the book. Moving up and down lists on iOS, you just flick through them. On Android, you have to move the list up and down. It only shows a certain part of it.
Guide approach street number 13. Heading checkbox checked. Nearby distance 70 yards southeast. Nearby distance 70 yards southeast checkbox not checked. Speed checkbox not checked. Home. Double tap to select. Double
now
tap
down
and
below
hold
here
to long
there's
press.
GPS, satellites tracking and stuff, and I can't get to it because I can't make this list move up and down today.
Nearby Explorer. Street number 13.
So, I kind of regret spending $100 for this, and I know APH probably isn't going to be very happy with me because I'm giving them a bad rap here, but this is not very easy to use on a tablet. If you're just walking around and you wanted to announce things to you, that's fine, but if you want to get information on the screen, you know, on an iOS device, you can just flick around, you know, and get that information. Here on this, you can't.
Speed checkbox not checked. Speed checkbox not checked.
See, I'm flicking.
Nearby Explorer. Provider GPS checkbox checked. Nearby Explorer. Provider GPS checkbox checked. Nearby Explorer.
So I am going to report some of this to APH and see what they do. But at first, the app wasn't compatible at all with the Nexus 7. And Larry Skukan said they did some fixes for that, and it is not. But there's still a lot of things I just can't figure out, because you have to touch around the screen in order to do anything. There's no way to just flick.
Heading southeast, approaching East Wilbeth Road, 36 yards. Palmetto Avenue, yes. Right side, 136 yards. Donald Avenue, right side, 227 yards. Barbara Avenue ahead, 322 yards. Hamill Street, 25 yards west, near Texas 10-Minute Oil and Lube. Near Perco Mark WDDS/Graham Sandra/Kaiser Anita, 0764 Row Street, left side, 39 yards.
You know, I'm not sure what all that was about. I want to find out what it does here when I pivot this up.
Rose Street, Triplett Boulevard, Reed Avenue, North Firestone Boulevard, East Archwood Avenue.
Now, this is supposed to be a compass mode.
Rose Street. Heading northwest, Hamill Street, Allendale Avenue, unknown, I-77 North, I-77 South, 123 bits, Burkhart Avenue, Neptune Avenue, North Firestone Boulevard, Herberick Avenue, showing items 1 to 12 of 18.
Know what that's all about.
Street name Hamill Street, Allendale Avenue, unknown, I-77 North, I-77 South, 123, provider GPS
down.
Checkbox checked, 94
it's
yards east.
It switches back to GPS mode.
Home. Back. Back. Speed checkbox not checked. 115 yards
and
east.
And I can't get this to
shake
to work right. Shake.
Compass okay.
Let me try something here real quick. And I have something here that might help me. Let's see here.
Triplett Boulevard, Allendale Avenue. Virtual Ohio Summit County, Akron, Triplett Boulevard. Nearby Explorer. Near 661 E Wilbeth RD. Showing items 1 to 13 of 18. Street name Triplett Boulevard. Checkbox checked.
And I think what's happened here now.
GPS Hamill Street.
Yeah. I think it's losing GPS lock.
Approaching checkbox checked. Street name Hamill Street checkbox checked. Street number 1362 checkbox not checked.
Yeah, okay. And since it guesses addresses going up and down the streets, the address isn't accurate here. But the GPS signal's weak. What I'm doing here right now is I've got a Bluetooth keyboard hooked
Hamill
to this.
Street,
and I'm 26 moving up and down the list with the up and down arrows. And I can't do this with gestures on the device.
Street name Hamill Street 30. Approaching checkbox checked. Guidance checkbox not checked. Nearby near 661 E Wilbeth RD checkbox checked. Nearby distance 65 yards southeast checkbox not checked. Heading northwest.
See, and if you check these various things, when they change, it'll automatically speak them. So you can configure this, which is really nice. You can tell it what you want to hear or what you don't want to hear as you're walking up and down the street.
Allendale Avenue, 41 yards west.
You might turn on the street addresses, and as you walk up the street and they change, it will tell you.
Watch checkbox not checked disabled. Speed 0.0 miles per hour check. Latitude N41 2.423 checkbox not checked. Showing items
see,
2 to 15 of 18.
I can't get to this on the
Allendale
screen.
Avenue 42 yards west.
By flicking or easily, even by, I was trying to move up and down this list because it's not all visible on the screen. It wasn't letting me do it for some reason.
City Akron checkbox checked. Showing items 3 to 16 of latitude N41 2. Longitude W81 30. Altitude 10 20 feet above sea. Accuracy 35 yards. Accuracy checkbox not checked. Showing number of satellites 0 satellites checkbox not checked. Showing items 6 to 18 of 18.
Okay.
Accuracy 35 yards. Number of satellites 5 satellites. Checkbox not checked.
Yeah, it's having a lot of problems down here. So that's why some of this extraneous chatter is going on where it's saying multiple streets, because it keeps losing its GPS lock down here. And it's going to network. And when it tries to determine location in the network, it could be, you know, almost anywhere. So it's just bouncing around all over the place.
Accuracy 35. Number of satellites 5 satellites. Checkbox not checked.
See, double tap to select.
Double tap and hold to long press. Accuracy 35 yards. Accuracy checkbox. Altitude 10-20 feet above sea level. Checkbox not checked.
But I kind of have to use my keyboard here to go up and down through this in a way that I'd like to hear it. So I'm going to see what APH says here. Why you can't use any flick gestures to move around.
Accuracy 35 yards. Altitude 10-20 feet above. Longitude W81 30.2. Latitude N41 2. Speed 0.0 miles per hour. Checkbox. Watch checkbox not checked. Disabled.
Yeah, and you can set locations, I guess, as favorites, and then you can watch them. It'll tell you here how far away you are from that place.
Nearby distance 78 yards southeast. Checkbox not checked. Nearby near 661 E. Wilbeth RD. Checkbox checked. Guidance checkbox not checked. Approaching checkbox checked.
Now, I haven't played with this a lot.
Street name Hamill Street 36 yards east. Checkbox checked. Street number 1366. Checkbox not checked. Showing items 5. Heading northwest. Checkbox checked. Showing items 4 to 17 of 18. City Akron. Checkbox checked. County Summit County. Checkbox checked. State Ohio. Checkbox checked. Provider GPS checkbox checked.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of that. I'm going to try and mess around with this out where I can get a signal, and maybe I can record something, where I'm going up and down the street, and I can show you how I'm approaching streets and things like that, and some of the information
network,
I guess.
Network Hamill Street near Perco Mark WDDS / Graham Sandra / Kaiser Anita.
GPS. I mean, that's nice. So when that provider is checked, it'll tell you that it's either on GPS or it's on network and things like that. You know, some kind of neat little things that this does. If you hold the tablet straight up, it goes into compass mode. If you hold it flat, then it has some kind of beam guidance mode that you can, I guess, pivot around, and it'll tell you places around you and their direction and stuff. Some kind of neat
Hamill
things
Street,
from what
39
I've read
yards west
in the manual. But like I said, I've only played with this for 10 or 15 minutes, and so I'm not the best judge here. I've had a lot of troubles here in this Android demonstration. So
Hamill Street near 661 E. Wilbeth RD.
Don't necessarily want to trust everything I say here about my problems with Android, because some things may be that I'm doing things wrong, and other things just may be my lack of experience with it so
far. Hamill Street, 37 yards west near Texas, 10-minute oil and lube.
Let me,
Recent apps. Home. Not checked. Hamill Street.
Oops.
Checked.
Hang on.
Recent app menu. Recent apps. Home. Green. Home.
There we go. Okay.
Network Hamill Street 35 yards west.
Now, even though I've went back home, it's running in the background. And you hear it still announcing
recent
things.
Apps. Recent apps. 3 recent apps. Google. Audible. Hamill Street 39 yards west. Nearby Explorer. Showing 2 items. Showing. Remove from list. Recent apps. Nearby Explorer dismissed.
And now I'm showing you.
Audible.
How you remove things from the recent apps list.
Showing two items. Showing items one. App info.
Oops.
Remove from list. Recent apps. Audible dismissed. Google. Showing two items. Show. Remove from list. Recent home.
Okay. All right. One of the other things I wanted to talk about as I started doing this yesterday is using the Bluetooth keyboard. A lot of people use Bluetooth keyboards with their iPhones, iPods, iPads, things like that. And it's a very good experience. On the Android side, though, there seem to be quite a bit of limitations.
Search.
And again, this may be that I don't know what I'm doing yet, and I hope somebody will correct me if that's the case.
Green Power Premium.
You can move around the grid here on the home screen using your up and down left right arrows.
Winamp. Angry Birds. Apex Menu. Folder, Google.
But you cannot get down to the back home and recent apps buttons. And I don't know any way to get to the notification area up at the top with the keyboard. With the screen, you do a right slide and a
home
down.
Screen 3. Akron, Ohio, Bluetooth connected. Wi-Fi signal full. Battery 88%. 259 through February 7th.
Again,
clear all notifications.
Do it right,
4235 p.m. 38 degrees
Fahrenheit. Okay, well, like I said, I'm still quite new at the Android thing here. I've only been doing this a month, so I've still got a lot to learn. And I don't want to judge it too harshly, because I know there are probably some things here that I'm just doing wrong. So we'll let Mike Arrigo and others keep doing their podcasts here. And they can show me maybe some of the things I'm doing wrong. Maybe they'll even comment here on this podcast. Let me know some of the things that I'm not doing right. Like I said, I'm going to get a hold of APH, see what I might not be doing right there with trying to flick around on the app for the nearby explorer. So on and so on. I hope you enjoyed this today. And hopefully I'll be back here soon with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you again later.